Hi, Pillow Talk Audio. This is I'm a Watercolor. Today I've decided to do the questionnaire entitled 15 Random Questions to Ask on a Sunday Night. And apologies, this is not a Sunday night, unfortunately. It's 25 minutes to 4 p.m. But who cares? I'm a rebel. I'm going to do what I want. So I thought I'm going to do this so you guys can know a little bit more about me. And yeah, let's get started. So, number one, how long have you been on Reddit? This is a very difficult question to answer because I am a sucker for keeping track of time. I guess it will be around 6 months, maybe. Yeah, probably 6 months, maybe a little bit more, maybe a bit less. Yeah, okay. Two, what is the meaning behind your username, if there is one? Yes, there is one. It wasn't random, but I'm actually quite excited to tell you about this, because, well, it's going to make me sound like such a nerd, but this came from a poem by Anne Sexton called For My Lover Returning to His Wife, and it's a poem about infidelity. So there is an affair. It's kind of an autobiographical poem by Anne Sexton, and essentially it's about this mistress who has decided to break it off, like break the affair off with her lover. And one of the stanza, in fact the last stanza, says, "She is solid. As for me, I am a watercolor. I wash off." So I thought that this is an incredibly beautiful line from an incredibly beautiful poem, and this is where I found inspiration for my username. Yeah, if you haven't read this poem, you really should. It's great. It's awesome. Okay, third question. Have you ever met someone on Reddit in real life? Nope, have not, but yeah, sure, I'm down, but I don't think that's gonna happen. Okay, moving on. Four, what was the last activity you did with a friend/friends? We went to adjudicate for a competition yesterday. It was great fun. Okay, five, are you an early bird or a night owl? I would say I'm a night owl. I really enjoy the peaceful night, the darkness, and how quiet it is. It's very serene and tranquil, and that's when I really get to clear my thoughts or really listen to my head and concentrate. So, night owl, but sometimes I tend to get a bit, you know, drowsy and stuff, but coffee should do the trick. Double shot, that is. Okay, six. Do you believe there is life on other planets? Yes. 100% yes. I believe that the idea humans are the sole ruler of the universe is an absolutely egotistic notion that is simply socially regressive. I mean, I don't think that humans are the only ones who essentially exist. The universe is just so boundless. We have no clue of its vastness, and I think other creatures that don't need water and don't need oxygen can exist. It's just that we haven't found them, or if we have found them, we haven't got to know them yet. So, yes, I do believe in the existence of extraterrestrial creatures. Okay, moving on. Seven, what are your hobbies? This is a very interesting question, because I have tons of hobbies. Like, literally tons. I would pretty much say that I am a jack of all trades, but master of none. I dabble. Yeah. But I'm not, like, great at stuff. Like, I'm not expert at anything, but I enjoy doing them for fun. I guess the most obvious ones would be dancing. I really like dancing. I do jazz, used to do ballet, don't really enjoy it, not my thing. Sorry. And I also do modern dance. a little bit of hip-hop as well. I also really like music. I like singing, listening to music. That's great. Hobbies. What else? Watching movies. Love doing that. Going on food hunts with my friends. That's awesome too. We always like to, you know, go into the nooks and crannies and find new cool restaurants and hipster places with absolutely amazing food. Anything else? I like reading. I really do. Poems. I'm more of a poetry person than a novel person. No, actually. Yeah, I think so. But then, novels can be great too. I like Jeanette Winterson, although she can be quite pretentious at times. I mean, most of the time, she's pretentious. Anyways, anything else? I do like baking, I guess. I do. I like doing nothing. Like, literally just sitting around thinking about my future and romanticizing about a multiverse. And when I mean multiverse, I mean parallel universe in which I could have lived a different life. Yeah, I get caught up in my thoughts a lot. Not in the sense that I daydream, but my mind just wanders. Okay. Number 8. If I walked into your room right now, what would be the first thing I notice? Well, I guess the first thing you'd notice is my desk, I guess, because it's when you open the door, it's right in front of you. So, yeah, the desk, my working desk. Okay, next, number 9. What would be the first thing I'd notice if I met you? I think the first thing you'd notice is my smile, because my default expression is simply, you know, wearing a smile on my face, and I don't exactly know why, but that's how I am, so yay, smile. Okay, moving on. 10. What is the last movie you saw, and did you like it? The last movie I saw, that would be The Notebook. In fact, I just watched it last night. I stayed up to watch it for the first time, actually, because I've never really watched it in full. I've only seen, you know, like, particular scenes, and didn't really allow me to grasp the entire plot. So, The Notebook. Did I like it? It's okay. Certain scenes were quite beautiful, but I don't see any nuance in the plot. Well, I mean, it would be a great movie to watch as something light and entertaining, I guess, you know, with a loved one, who would know? Yeah, or just with some friends on a girls' night kind of thing. Yeah, but if I had to rate it, it'd probably be like a 7 out of 10, maybe? That's pretty high, actually, but yeah, 7. Okay, moving on. 11. Have you ever used an online dating site? If so, what is it? If not, would you ever join one? Nope, I have never used an online dating site, and I don't think I'll ever join one. Reason being, I personally thrive on human-to-human, kind of face-to-face interaction. I think that, you know, the best way to really get to know somebody is through, like, real-life interaction and getting to know them, you know, through, say, friends or social events. You know, I think it's more real in that way. Yeah, okay, call me old school, whatever. Yeah, and another reason being, I like to expand my social circle in the sense that I would meet people via friends or via social events that I attend, say, like, meet up or hangouts with my friends. So yeah, that's how I prefer it. Okay, 12. What are your 3 most visited websites that don't include email? Okay, 1 would be Facebook. I don't really do a whole lot on Facebook, but I just have it open most of the time. In fact, most of the things that I post would only be photos of places that I recently traveled to. And that would be Singapore for me. I just came back from Singapore like 1 week ago. That was great. Singapore is an awesome place. Second website that I most frequently visit would be Thought Catalog. So essentially it's a website that has, it's a blog website, and they usually post articles about life and about relationships, you know, all that stuff. Pretty cool. And lastly, I mean, I'm on Reddit, so what do you expect? Reddit is the third most visited website, as if it's something that you would not expect. Okay, moving on. What's your worst habit? Procrastination. No questions asked. Procrastination is terrible habit of mine. I just tend to leave things to the last possible moment, and those things tend to be those which I don't enjoy doing a lot, so that only means a heightened level of dissatisfaction when I have to leave them to the last possible minute to complete. But when it comes to things that I'm very passionate about, I tend to get really self-motivated 90% of the time, because I thrive on passion, I thrive on the spur of the moment, which allows me to really get stuff done, like chop chop kind of thing. Especially when I just cannot wait to do it, I guess. Okay. 14. What's the worst thing about where you live? What's the best thing? Worst thing would probably be how crowded it is. It's pretty much one of the most crowded cities in the whole entire world. So there's always a lot of people, that means a lot of noise, a lot of cars. Yeah, not exactly thrilled about that. What's the best thing? Convenience, I'd say. It's, you know, things are quite closely knitted, I guess. Definitely not the people. Yeah, that's sad. But in terms of accessibility of shops or just entertainment, that's quite good, very easily accessible. Well, I think that's mainly because it's a very small place. Okay, lastly, 15. Do you have a crush on anyone right now? If so, who? Nope, I don't have a crush on anyone right now. Well, I mean, if you're gonna have to talk about a celebrity crush, yes, I do. But you will not find out who that person is, because it's kind of embarrassing. Okay, anyways, so that is it for the 15 random questions to ask on a Sunday night. It's been incredibly fun, and I think I will be doing more questionnaires in the near future. Just, yeah, that's it. I hope you enjoyed. I'm sorry if this has been dragging for too long. Yeah, it's around 13 minutes right now, so thanks for listening to me rant about myself. So, yeah, that's it. Have a great day. Bye!